While scientists are scrambling to find a cure for Ebola, the biggest challenge for economists is to measure the impact fear has on consumer confidence. Why do alarms from new cases add to stock market jitters? Who calls for widespread travel bans? When are we going to face mass trade disruptions? Join Oksana Toplinska to find the answers to those questions in her special Pandemic Toll series.
With Ebola having been a major news story since midsummer, we've lost sight of some serious diseases like malaria or cholera, the latter though killing thousands of people worldwide each year. Its short incubation period of 2 hours to 5 days increases the likelihood of outbreaks, and some scientists believe the world is currently experiencing its seventh cholera pandemic, which began in Indonesia in 1961. In May 2013, Haiti reported more than 8,000 deaths attributed to cholera since the 2010 outbreak. Back then, more than 6,600 people died within a year as cholera broke out in Haiti. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said UN peacekeepers from Nepal most likely caused the epidemic in 2010. Analysts say it still remains a severe illness and a serious threat because of its rapid onset, severity, and the fact that cholera outbreaks can overwhelm public health systems. It can also bring a much stronger economic pain than, say, Ebola. Here is Chris Pardee, manager of health intelligence at iJet International.
So diseases like cholera, malaria, they have much greater economic losses because they are much more endemic, and they've led to very long-term, very persistent disease activity and economic damages.
According to recent studies, diseases like malaria have an increasingly heavy toll on productivity, profitability, and foreign investment in countries affected, mostly sub-Saharan African states, which is reflected in growing GDP losses. However, Michael Marshall, co-founding managing partner at Otago Pacific Partners, which invests and advises for opportunities in sub-Saharan Africa, says tropical diseases are not a great concern for businessmen who travel across the African continent.
Whenever I travel, we take the necessary shots for tropical diseases, and we're okay to go. So I think it's the proper immunization, which I think most countries have the healthcare infrastructure to enable people to take those shots. And so I've been several times to the continent. That's not a great concern.
Ebola is certainly quite a different story in this respect, though the public fear factor might be preventing potential business activity in other parts of the continent. Here is Professor Barbara McPeak, director of Nossal Institute for Global Health at the University of Melbourne, Australia.
If somebody decided not to travel to somewhere like South Africa, which is a very long way from the Ebola epidemic, because they felt the whole of Africa was dangerous, and that might be something that would affect the economy of both South Africa and their own country by reducing trade.
For investors, then, the most effective strategies would be those that gauge the fear factor. The most desperate and hard-boiled could try and profit from the global pandemic by investing in drug companies or hazmat suit makers.